Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
WWE star to bring back a former gimmick? There's a major AEW favorite unfortunately set to undergo surgery. There's also a further update on FTR's AEW status, plus a whole bunch of your questions. Hello and welcome to What Culture Wrestling here, the solo Sunday news. Myself, Andrew Pollard. Be sure to like, subscribe, comment, share, turn notification bells on. And most importantly though, just make sure you're having the best possible day. Whether you're doing something, whether you're doing nothing, I hope things are going well for you. And if they're not, I hope things turn around. And also, happy Mother's Day. It's Mother's Day here in the UK. It might not be elsewhere, so don't panic if it's not in your country. But it is in the UK, so happy Mother's Day to any of the mothers out there. Yeah, happy Mother's Day. But yes, let's get into wrestling, because I know you're here to talk about wrestling and listen to wrestling, and so am I. That's kind of what I'm paid to do now. Right, so Pete Dunne might be coming back as Pete Dunne, as in the Bruiserweight. Yes, it looks like Butch might be in the rearview mirror once WrestleMania's done and dusted, hopefully. Now, Pete Dunne himself, or Butch, should I say, refer to him, took to Twitter saying, "Remember," with a, that was the caption, and the picture was of him back in his Bruiserweight pomp with the NXT UK title hanging out of his mouth. And that obviously, of course, got plentiful tongues wagging on Twitter, like, oh, is this, does this mean that Butch is going away and Pete Dunne's coming back? Well, to add to this, that speculation, WrestleVotes exclusively told Give Me Sport that yes, very much indeed, the plan is to revert Pete Dunne back to, well, Pete Dunne, as in the proper Bruiserweight, the finger snapper, none of that kind of Butch is just running around like, I don't know, Scrappy-Doo sort of thing, being held back, like, let me at him. No, we're going to get the cold, calculated, clinical Bruiserweight returning to our screens. There's no time frame on this, but it does, again, speculation is that it'll be after WrestleMania. That would make more sense. In fact, the report also notes that Triple H had originally planned to scrap Butch and reintroduce Pete Dunne last year. It was just a case of things were put on hold because the Brawling Brutes, they kind of caught on a little bit. That's the thing. They proved to be quite a popular act, just as Sheamus got a whole new level of popularity last year. So it was kind of, we'll keep them together as they are. We'll keep Butch as Butch. But now, again, the plan is to bring back Pete Dunne, and I am very much here for this. That'll be a good time. That'll be a very, very good time. Do you think under the creative stewardship of Triple H on the main roster, Pete Dunne as Pete Dunne, you could have a serious player on your hands there if you use him well. And I have full faith that the game will use him well. But moving on to a more unfortunate story, though, Danhausen. Danhausen, very nice, very evil. Unfortunately, he's very injured right now. Danhausen took to Twitter to reveal that he suffered a pec tear at Revolution earlier in the month. And he's since followed that up to say that he'll be having surgery on Tuesday. So this coming Tuesday, which is, 2 days away from the recording of this. Which is bad news, man, because Danhausen is one of the most popular acts in AEW. You look at people might think when you think of the biggest merch sellers in AEW, you'd think of maybe the Elite, maybe John Moxley, maybe Bryan Danielson, possibly even MJF. But no, the biggest merch mover last year, not CM Punk, it was Danhausen. Danhausen's a big deal. He is very nice, he's very evil. But even the very nice, very evil Danhausen is not... he can't hold off a surgery like this because it's a major one, man. I mean, Cody Rhodes, this is the injury that Cody Rhodes suffered. It was a pec tear back at Hell in a Cell in, was that June, I believe, and that kept Cody out for 6 months. It's a big injury. I know Andrade El Idolo also underwent pec surgery back in November, I think that was, maybe October. I think it was November he actually had the surgery. So Danhausen will be on the shelf for a significant amount of time, which is unfortunate to see because, yeah, gotta love that Danhausen. So, best wishes to Danhausen, my close personal friend. We got to spend some time together a little while ago. Very, very, very lovely fella. but very evil, obviously very evil. Wanted to take my teeth and all sorts. But yeah, best wishes and speedy recovery to Danhausen on his, well, with his surgery and also the subsequent recovery. Hopefully he can maintain a TV presence sooner rather than later, because Danhausen is that sort of persona that you can have on TV and he doesn't have to wrestle. So maybe we get him back rather than, maybe it won't be 6 months, it'll be off TV. Maybe it'll just be, you know, a couple of months and then he'll be back as a non-wrestling figure, which, hey, I'd be good with that. But also sticking with AEW and FTR. Now, FTR returned at Revolution where Danhausen got injured. And there's been plenty, I don't know, plenty of rumblings and ramblings, rumors of where, what is next for FTR? Because Dax Harwood has very vocally said on his FTR with Dax Harwood podcast that FTR's deals with AEW are up in April. He's also addressed that they might re-sign with AEW. They might return to WWE. There might be, they might try and pursue, I don't know, wrestling elsewhere. Maybe just working their own schedules on the indies. Who knows? Maybe Impact Wrestling. I'd be very much, I'm very, very, very much down with that. But I know I'm in the minority there because people still like to dump on Impact. Impact's great, man. Impact's really great. Anyway, so are FTR. Wherever FTR end up, they will be great because they are great. They're the greatest tag team in professional wrestling today, without doubt. Sorry, Young Bucks fans. And Dax and Cash are going to be fine wherever they go. But in talking about this, Dax has always said that it's just they need to make a big decision because this could well be the next deal they sign could well be the last deal of their career, at least the last major deal of their career. Now, the update here was from Frightful Select that just says that people who have spoken to FTR privately in AEW have been told by FTR that their contracts, their current contracts, are expiring soon. Now, the initial reports on this was, like I said, April was going to be when their deals were up. Then Mike Johnson at PW Insider reported that actually, in a little twist on this, that the FTR are tied down long-term to AEW, that this April date is no longer a thing. But then to counteract that, Dax on his podcast said, nope, you're wrong there on that one. We are very much up in April. So yeah, just that's kind of this latest update is reiterating that yes, their deals are up soon. That's perfectful. So we'll see. It's an interesting one, especially when they've been brought back to TV. Obviously, returned at Revolution, took out the Guns after the Guns had retained the tag titles. And that's the direction we're going is FTR versus the Guns for AEW World Tag Team titles. So who knows? Maybe this is just one last hurrah, or maybe they put the Guns over again on their way out of the company. Or it could be that FTR win the tag titles and that's it. They're committed to AEW for the foreseeable future. But yeah, we'll have to see on that one.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. WarbyParker.com/covered.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Right, there's a whole bunch of Twitter questions because, admittedly, it's a slow news morning today. I'm not afraid of saying that. So, right, we've got a bunch of questions. Thank you, everybody who sent questions in. Where are we? MJ Uff has got in touch. Happy Sunday, but I must ask you a question. A nice Uncle Howdy has a mustache, and so does Vince. Will this be another higher power situation? Do not put that into the ether. Do not wish that into existence. No. It will be Bo Dallas. Hey, who knows? There's recent rumblings that Bray Wyatt may already be on his way back out of the company. If that does happen, would you keep Uncle Howdy around? Would Bo Dallas still have a job? Who knows? That's a situation to keep an eye on. Dustin Santonex got in touch. Hey, Dustin. Morning, Andrew. What do you think Dominic Mysterio will do that will finally cause Rey to face his son at WrestleMania? I don't want it to happen, but I think it'll happen during Hall of Fame. I think as Ray's doing his speech, maybe Dominic attacks Conan, because Conan is going to be inducted Ray into the Hall of Fame. Maybe he takes out Conan, who is the godfather of Dominic Mysterio and a longtime friend of Ray Mysterio's, a mentor, a brother of Ray's, who's been a friend of Ray since Ray was just 11 years of age. So if you build up the bond on TV between Conan and Rey Mysterio, you talk that up, then, I mean, if Dominic goes and takes out Conan, maybe that's the final straw. I think that's, I've got a feeling that's where they're going to go. For me, I'd like the Hall of Fame just to be the Hall of Fame, but unfortunately, I don't have a say in this. Right, let's, what are the questions have we got here? Oh, there's some dogs. Hey, it's Mark. Mark Solid. Hey, Mark. Morning, Andrew. Thumper and Apollo say hi. Hello, Thumper and Apollo. Thoughts on doing a main event mafia in Ring of Honor? Use underused former ROH, AW, and ROH wrestlers and get more eyes on ROH. I'd have Samoa Joe lead the group as a callback to TNA. Hashtag this is the news. As ever, on a Sunday, send me pictures of your pets. It always puts a smile on my face. So thank you for that, Mark. The main event mafia. Now, for me, I don't think you could replicate it properly, especially in Ring of Honor, because with the main event mafia, it was made up of former world champions from other companies, as in people who'd won world titles in WCW and in WWE. You had Sting, you had Kurt Angle, you had Scott Steiner, you had Kevin Nash, you had Booker T. And yes, Samoa Joe did get added to that group. I just feel, but for that to kind of work again, you need people who are former world champions in other companies, major companies. I'm not just talking, lower level companies, no disrespect to any promotions. But I mean, I suppose Bryan Danielson would be a fit. Hey, CM Punk. Bryan Danielson, CM Punk's mojo. That would be enough to sell me. Stick Daniels in there. I suppose you could do it with former Ring of Honor world champions. There are still plenty of those kicking around the company. Dalton Castle, hey man, anything to get Dalton Castle more on TV, it's good by me. So I don't know. I don't think you could quite recreate that, because just the guys involved in the main event mafia were made men who had been main event stars for the past 10 years in the two biggest companies in the world. So it's tricky to replicate that, because that just doesn't exist right now, unfortunately. Right, where are we now? Some more questions. Brian George. Hey, Brian. Good morning, Andrew. Do you think Rey versus Dom will be made official soon, or will they wait and do an angle at the Hall of Fame ceremony to set it up? This is where I should check my questions beforehand so that I don't overlap some. But yes, Brian, as I was saying before, I think that, yeah, we'll get shenanigans at the Hall of Fame, and that'll be the final straw to break the back of Rey Mysterio, and we will get that match at WrestleMania, and it'll be a whole bunch of fun, and I'm intrigued to see what the result will be. Zach Tyler's got in touch. Long time listener, first time caller. Brilliant. If Jay White debuts on the Raw after WrestleMania, what do you think would be a good first storyline for him? P.S. I'll send cat pictures next time. I have some great ones. You're a legend, man. I ain't no legend, but please send me those cat pictures. That's always great. I discussed this a couple of weeks ago, and it isn't, I can't claim ownership of this idea. I believe it originated from Jason Solomon's The Sounds Off. Go and give him a listen. Great content. I've been doing it for over a decade. But the idea of John Cena beating Austin Theory for the US title at WrestleMania, and then on the Raw after Mania, hosting the John Cena Open Challenge for the United States title, Switchblade Jay White comes out, beats Cena, United States champion, big win over a massive name in your first night in front of a rabid crowd who will be very much up to speed on who Jay White is. I think that's if it's possible, if all the parts fall into place and Jay White does sign with WWE, I think that is a brilliant way to debut him. As I said, I can't take credit for that one. Oh, Jay's got in touch. I don't know. Who wins in a race, Hulk Hogan or Jimmy Wang Yang? Short and sweet. Have a great day. Jimmy Wang Yang, just because it's Hulk Hogan, and I'm always going to take the option that isn't Hulk Hogan. Mr. JJ, hey, JJ Doom's got in touch. Oh my God, what a beaut that is. Happy good morning. What's your take on David Finlay's new presentation in Bullet Club? Ooh, great, great, Great question. Here's a rare picture of Sophie not being a menace. Sophie looks absolutely fantastic. So thanks for that, Jay. I think it's great. I was hopeful after David Finlay laid out Jay White. I was kind of hopeful that maybe Jay White would become involved in Bullet Club and maybe the new leader of Bullet Club, because obviously you look back through history, you've had basically people, AJ Styles as the leader of Bullet Club got kicked out after getting the beat down from Kenny Omega in the books, and then Kenny becomes the leader. Then Kenny Omega gets a beat down on his way out and Jay White becomes the leader. So it just seemed like, well, if this guy's taking out Jay White as the leader of Bullet Club, does that mean he'll also be good? And it's kind of gone that route again. And I'm very much for it. He's great. I think he's one of the more underrated wrestlers in the world these days. He's been doing great stuff for years, and he deserves an opportunity. Now, it's down to him, sink or swim sort of thing, but he definitely deserves the opportunity to be presented as a main event deal, as a big time player, as the man in Bullet Club. So yes, I am extremely happy with how Jay White has been featured it wasn't really turning on Jay White, because obviously they've been rivals for years, but yeah, it's things are looking up if you are David Finlay, for sure, or a fan of David Finlay's. And with that, that brings an end to the Solo Sunday news this Sunday on Mother's Day. Again, only in the UK, so don't panic, US listeners. Happy birthday to all the mothers out there. Ivan Andrew Pollard here at What Culture Wrestling. Be sure to like, subscribe, comment, share, turn notification bells on. Come and give us a follow on Twitter at What Culture WWE. While you're there, you can follow me at Culture Left Peg if you really want. Most importantly, though, just have the best possible day, whether you're doing something, whether you're doing nothing. I hope you have the greatest Sunday imaginable. And if it's not going so well, I hope things turn around extremely quickly for you. But yes, I've been me. I will catch you down the line. Enjoy the rest of your week.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.